I'm Chris Heim, and it's Blast from the Past Week in this edition of the Music Roundup here on KMUW. 5 years ago, Morrissey invited the remaining members of the New York Dolls to join him for a concert. Only two of the original members of that hard-driving, hard-living, cross-dressing, glam, and punk-preceding band are still alive. But a good enough time was had by all that vocalist David Johansen and guitarist Sylvain Sylvain decided to reconstitute the group. They released their first CD since their 1977 breakup 3 years ago and are back now with another new one, 'Cause I Said So, released earlier this month and produced by another name from the past, Todd Rundgren, who was behind the board for the Dolls' self-titled 1973 debut. There's nothing on the new CD as unrestrained as Personality Crisis or Looking for a Kiss, and their remake of another song from that debut, Trash, is now a rather genteel reggae tune. Still, Johansen sounds great, and the songs, if not over the top anymore, are catchy. As to whether they are as wild as ever on stage, one answer will come Tuesday when they play the Diamond Ballroom in Oklahoma City. Also from the past and also in Oklahoma City is the Legends of Funk show with three bands that had popular funk-flavored hits in the 70s and beyond, the Bar Kays, the SOS Band, and Confunction. They're at the Zoo Amphitheater Saturday. In the coming week here in Wichita, it's Shinedown and Saving Abel tonight and Tech 9 tomorrow at the Cotillion. Around the region, Friday sees a fine triple blues bill with organist Bruce Katz, Blues Challenge winners Trampled Underfoot, and sassy singer and cancer survivor Candy Kane Friday, and then Howlin' Wolf guitarist Hubert Sumlin heading up a double bill with a smart left coast band, the Insomniacs, Saturday, both those shows at Knuckleheads in Kansas City. You'll find more on these and other concerts on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.